In the readings, we see a couple of points that we have to be able to understand in how God works in our lives. Number one, in the Old Testament reading from Daniel, that beautiful reading about Susanna, we see that God actually allowed Susanna to be condemned to death. So I say that because when we think about trusting God, we think that, well, God will take care of everything about a week or two before it's necessary. Or at least, you know, even if he pushes it up to the last minute, at least it'll all be taken care of before there's any major problem. He allowed Susanna to be condemned. She was being taken away to be put to death. And it was only then that God intervened and let Daniel know that this was perjury. I say that because if we're going to grow in trust, it's exactly how God's going to work with us too. He keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. And it seems hopeless sometimes. And in the midst of the hopeless appearance, God is still going to say, "Do you trust me?" And we have to continue to say yes. And that's a very difficult thing for us. Partially because we like to be in control, which is the opposite side of trust, and part of it because it looks hopeless. But if it's hopeless, we certainly can't do anything for ourselves anyway. So the best thing is just put it in God's hands and be at peace. Then we see the other side. We see this woman in the gospel who is caught in the very act of adultery, and by law she was to be put to death. But when they bring her to Jesus and ask him what they ought to do, he doesn't answer. They know what the law is. In fact, they told him what the law was. So he didn't have to answer their question. But then when he stood up and said, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone," they all just walked away. But what is important for us is what comes at the very end. Jesus says, "Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No, sir." And he says, "Neither do I." That's in the minds of most people where everything ought to stop. Well, Jesus loves me. He doesn't condemn me. It's okay. He doesn't mind that I'm out doing these things. The next line says, "Go and from now on, do not sin anymore." He's saying, "I don't condemn you, but you need to change your life." And so it's not a justification for us to be able to think that it's okay to go out and sin. Because God loves me, he doesn't care. The other side of that question, as always, is, do I love God? Because if I did, I wouldn't be sinning. And so to be able to say, God loves me, remember, love is a two-way street. It's a relationship. It's not a one-way street of, well, God loves me, but I don't have to love him. Yeah, we do. If we're going to receive his love, then we also have to love in return. And so what we want to strive for then is to stop sinning, to be able to look at those areas where we offend the Lord and be able to say, if I really want to honor him, if I really want to glorify him, then it's not just a matter of saying, well, God is merciful, which he is, and God loves me, which he does, but therefore it's okay if I just keep doing this. No, it's not. But it's to be able to say, because God is merciful and loving, I need to receive that mercy and that charity, and I need to respond. And the only proper response to that is from now on, go and sin no more.